Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee.
Precious Lamb, merciful God, awesome and eternal Spirit, we come before your throne on this evening and we reverence and worship and honor your name with a yes. Father God, we bless you and thank you, God, that we have life, health, and strength, oh God, and the benefits of your mercy, your grace, your favor, your love, your righteousness, your peace, and the salvation that has been offered unto us because you offered up your Son as a living sacrifice for our sins. Father God, we say thank you. Merciful God, we praise and worship you, God. We reverence and adore you. We honor and exalt you, for truly you are worthy to be praised. God, you are great and you are mighty. You are awesome and altogether lovely, and we put you first and foremost on this evening. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they, as they press into your presence tonight, God, that you would press your presence into their situation and their circumstances, God. I bless you, Lord God, that as you would enlarge thyself, Lord God, that every one of their enemies, oh God, every one of their opposers, every one of their haters, oh God, would be pushed out and evicted from their position, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would silence tongues, oh Heavenly Father, and rebuke demons on their behalf. God, I bless you that you are healing, that you are reviving, you are refreshing. Even now, oh God, I honor and bless you in the name of Jesus for what you have done, what you will do, and what you are doing in their lives, in our lives, and in the earth realm. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all glory. And we love you and we bless you in Jesus' name.
Require of thee. There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you as we bless God. Habakkuk 3:3 says, his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship, the Labors for Christ Ministries blog talk worship station worship show. And this is your host, pastor for the evening, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, for this evening and every evening. As a matter of fact, I am glad that I'm here on this evening, because last week, I do apologize for those that are faithful listeners. Last week, I was not on because not even minutes before I got on the line and got on and started the show, an emergency came up. And I had to postpone, and I didn't even have enough time to inform people in advance, but I do apologize, and I so thank you for being faithful. I thank you for missing me and loving on me. Some of you all did let me know that you didn't hear it and was like, oh my goodness, what happened? But everything is well. Everything is well, and I am grateful to God for that, because he truly did answer a prayer last week, because I did pray for a move of God. I just didn't know when it was going to happen, but it has happened and it is still happening, and I thank God for it. Again, you have tuned into Tehillah Worship, and this is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. And this week, as we do every week, we are going to engage the Holy Spirit through prayer and intercession worship and the meditating on the Word of God. And so I encourage you, I invite you to get your Bibles, get your sermon notes from the Word of God that was ministered this afternoon, this morning, wherever you went, whatever house of worship you attended, and whatever word that you heard on this day, grab the notes, grab the Word. And I want to allow you and invite you to meditate on it. You all, it is Christmas time. It is Christmas time. And I want you all to prepare your hearts and your souls for this week. Some of you all got a week of shopping. Some of you all got a week of visiting. Some of you all got to visit in-laws, visit outlaws. Some of you all may still have to work and you don't want to work. Whatever it is that you have to do, whether it is a pleasure or it might not be that wonderful, I want to allow this opportunity of worship and meditation to just pour into your spirit. So engage and invite the Holy Spirit to come into your presence. Get a comfortable chair, lean back in your recliner, pull the covers and the blankets up if you're laying in bed, and just let the Holy Spirit minister to you on this evening. So we're just going to get right into it. If you have your word, if you have your Bible, if you just have a thought and a prayer that you want to entertain and engage the Holy Spirit. You have something you want to say to Him. Now is your time. This is Tehillah Worship. God bless you. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Christ, the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds had said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Matthew 1:18-25. such an awesome and a wonderful King. Hallelujah. The Bible reads in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want to invite you to do something this week as you are doing all that you have to do for your Christmas celebration, your Christmas fellowships, your Christmas worship, your Christmas hanging out, your Christmas visitations, even your Christmas resting. I want you to do these three things. And it's found in the first two verses of what I just read. Even before you get to give us this day our daily bread, even before you get to praying to God and seeking out your needs, do these three things. Keep his name first. Hallowed be thy name. Kingdom first. Thy kingdom come. And keep his will first. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Whatever you do this week, whether it is going to work or visiting some sick or shut-in friend or loved one or going to serve somebody or even going to worship throughout the week, keep his name first. Keep the kingdom first. Keep his will first. Merry Christmas. This is Tehillah Worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all. Bless you all for tuning in to Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. I pray you all have a blessed evening, a blessed week, and an even greater Christmas day. God bless you. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And barring any other emergencies, I should be back here next week, same time, same channel. And I look forward to it. God bless you. God bless you. Love you. Take care.